like, you got here even, like.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to go into that drive again. I vented to Amanda basically everything that annoyed me about my boyfriend for about, how long was our hike?
Like 2 hours.
2 hours.
Maybe even longer.
She was a great listener. But the final conclusion is that I do love him. It's just not healthy to be stuck with someone in a car for 16 days and a bed and everything in between and the restaurants. Like, you don't get a second of space. Time apart doesn't always mean a relationship is failing.
Well, it's just like friendships, too. Yeah. Like, even though I love you.
Oh, no! I've only been here 3 days. But me and you, it was never like, Amanda, can I get work at your, employment? And do you want to go to the gym together?
And
do you
want to
have a shower together? I think you and I have this unspoken
understanding
at this point. Yeah.
We want to be alone.
Yeah. So we're in a closet recording.
Yeah, with Mangus Bangus.
So this is Mango. Do you want to tell us about your relationship to Mango?
Yes, he is my everything.
Yeah, your
He's
son.
He's my firstborn son. Yeah. Doesn't matter that he has 4 legs. And I truly love him as if I grew him in my womb.
Absolutely.
Myself.
And I'm his godmother. I've appointed myself his godmother, and Amanda's just going along with it, so...
No,
very
you are.
Generous.
100%.
He has an Instagram, everyone.
Mango.the.goldendotboy.
So Amanda, yes, don't forget the dots. Amanda is not one to pimp out her own social media, but she will definitely pimp out Mango's because he deserves all the love.
Far more importantly.
And I will pimp out mine, no problem. I am a thirst monster. Sarah Birch, that's me. Sarah with an H, Birch with a T.
Give her a follow, guys.
Give me a follow.
You won't be disappointed.
I'm actually currently on hiatus from social media, which I guess we could talk about that.
For sure.
Okay, I guess we should explain why we're together, where we are.
Yeah.
So where are we currently?
We're in Victoria, BC.
The best place in the world.
Yeah. Also known as Vancouver Island.
Right, for you, Columbia, you Americans,
Canada.
Listening.
If you even know that we exist, we do.
Yes, it's this beautiful, majestic corner of the world where everybody is mellow and active and healthy and
wonderful.
And we have
palm trees, believe it or not.
Yes.
Canada has palm trees, guys.
Yes. So we both grew up in Ontario, but Amanda moved out here like 5 years ago?
4 years ago.
Oh, 4 years ago. I thought it was longer than that.
I know. Time flies when you're having fun.
I know. You just belong out here. I just assumed
yeah,
you were born
true.
Out here.
So true.
Like a little fairy or something in the forest. But I was living in Ontario with my mother. Love you, Mom. But I was hating my life just because, you know, I am a 20-something girl. Mm-hmm. And you want a little bit of independence and you want to challenge yourself and grow and you don't want to be under your parents' thumb all the time or just feeling like a bit of a failure, I suppose. It's funny, even though pretty much everyone in this generation, 20-somethings, most of them do have to live at home because housing, especially in Canada, is just insane and unaffordable. Like, people cannot afford rent, and especially with COVID.
Especially in BC, too.
Right.
And everyone warns you before you move out here. They're like, oops. Good luck.
Yeah.
Not gonna afford anything.
I know. We Still got so much it. Of that. We got some. We're like, well, we'll be able to pay rent with our happiness and our smiles.
Yeah, there we go. Still worth it. Just live in the forest.
Yeah. And but even though everybody, a lot of people moved home for COVID, obviously, like moved in with their parents, whatever, including myself. I was living overseas. I was living in England, but I moved home for COVID. You still just feel this shame and this stigma. Like, oh, where are you living? And you have to say, oh, with my mom.
Oh, my gosh, it's so embarrassing.
And you're always sure to be like, temporarily. This is a temporary situation.
Yeah.
I mean...
And you say your whole life story
absolutely.
To defend yourself.
And
like,
that...
Well, actually, I was abroad. La, la, la.
Oh, I know. I have to prove to them that I am a somewhat impressive human being. That I have traveled and I have done this and I have done that. But
or are you just proving it to yourself?
Absolutely. It's all ego. Amanda is woke and I need to learn from her. But yes, it's all ego-based, of course. There's nothing wrong with living at home, especially during a global pandemic. But anyway, long story short, I got a job doing social media stuff and working for a nice, like, a company. And it was fine, but it just wasn't my forever job. And I was feeling very restless there and I wanted to travel. But then I met my boyfriend, who was my next door neighbor. His family lived directly across the street. So him and I started dating, and I was a bit rattled because I was like, well, I don't want to stay here in this small town.
You didn't want to be locked down somewhere you didn't want to live.
And I was not expecting to meet anyone. You know what they say, you meet someone when you're least expecting it. So I kind of kept him at bay for like 8 months, you know, normal. I was like, you need to prove to me that you are my one true love, or else I'm not going to make any sacrifices for you. But he proved himself and he passed all the tests. And then he eventually was like, I really want to move. I want to move to BC. I want to hike. I want to snowboard. I want to swim. And I was like, yeah, hell yeah. I wanted to move out to BC since my best friend in the whole world moved out there.
Even before, honestly, when you're in high school, you're like, I visited BC, and I'm going to live there one day.
I, like, imprinted on it. Honestly. Like, you know how in Twilight, when Jacob imprints on... Did you ever watch Twilight?
No.
Well, you listeners might know what I'm talking about, but imprinting is, like, this thing in Twilight where you see something for the first time and you decide you love it and you need it and it's yours.
Oh. Well, or in today's time, too. You manifested.
Well, I didn't know what manifesting was back then, but I still did it. But I went to I went to Vancouver and Whistler and stuff when I was in high school to visit my uncle, and I was like, whoa, there's places like this in Canada. So I always said, if I'm going to live in Canada, because I wanted to live abroad, which I did, but I was like, I'm going to live in BC. British. Like, this is where I need to be. So my boyfriend and I made lots of plans and lots of prepping, and we had to ignore so many haters who were telling us that it's too expensive and we're not going to get a job and we're not going to be able to find a place to live. And we just packed up our car and we drove for 16 days across Canada, and it was super fun but also super stressful. And we arrived and we are homeless at the moment, so we're crashing with Amanda, who is so generous. But your boyfriend, who you've been with for...
Yes, so Brian and I have been together for over 6 years, and he is the love of my life.
Also, my boyfriend's name is Carlos, I forgot to mention
that. Mangus, we're talking about your dad. Mangus excited. So, my partner Brian leaves all the time for work, and I feel like that's one of the reasons we're so happy, because we're long distance for so long, and then we get to have a honeymoon phase all over again, which we can definitely do an episode on that.
Maybe that's the key to success.
Space. There you go.
True.
You saw, like, you and Carlos, like, struggling when there wasn't
any
space.
Oh my gosh, we were on the verge of a breakup, people. Yeah. It was bad.
Because we were suffocating each other.
Yes, absolutely.
And so I guess because out of our control, we'll have months and months apart. Like, all together, I think we've had 4 years living in different countries or provinces.
Crazy.
It is crazy.
But romantic.
It's very true. I can write a book.
You can. But,
so when we are together, it's like, we can't get enough of each other, because we know the time will be coming soon when we'll be apart.
Mm-hmm.
But, so, if you guys are wondering, so he's in the military, and he just goes and does exciting things. But
very impressive man. We love Brian.
We do love Brian. And that's the first thing I said to you about Brian when we met.
Amanda sent me a text with a photo of him out of nowhere. I didn't even know this man existed. Yeah. And she just sent me a photo of his face. This was 6 years ago, I guess. And she said, this is Brian. We love him.
Yeah.
And it was hilarious. And ever since then, Brian has been loved and cherished.
Very true.
And I'm probably going to bring that
by
up at your wedding.
By the whole fam and friends. Yeah,
I'm going to see if I should find, like, a screenshot of that original text and put it up. And I still have that screenshot you sent me of when he said you remind him of a flower or something. Or he said that was so cute.
Secretly, we're really exposing Brian.
Oh, no. Sorry, Brian. We love you.
He secretly is so sweet.
But we won't expose you, Brian. We'll keep that to ourselves.
Just kidding. Brian is really manly, and he doesn't have feelings at all.
Well, you have to be tough to be a diver. He's complex. And the best men are complex. They have a strong side, and they have a sensitive side.
Very true.
And it takes a truly strong man to express your sensitive side and to not feel like that makes you weak.
100%.
Yes, I'm working on that with my manly man. he definitely loves cuddles and kisses and stuff, but that took breaking him in like a dog. Like, honestly, like, hug me now. Yeah, and then now he just is so cuddly and I can't get him off of me. But be careful what you wish for. No, just kidding.
So true. But yes, so Brian is away from work, the usual. So I'm so happy to share my space and home with my family.
Yes.
Sarah is basically my sister.
So we're just here temporarily. My favorite word.
you gotta explain yourself.
I'm not homeless. I'm just temporarily living with my friend. Yeah, so we will find our own place very soon. We're working on applying for jobs and stuff, but it's very nice to have
grown up things.
Yes, it's very nice to have a soft place to land and someone to take me in under her wing.
And a dog.
And Amanda is the most healthy, inspirational, enlightened person I've ever met. Like, she is only 20 something. Our ages should stay a secret forever.
Oh, they should.
Yeah, we'll just be 20 something.
But we also truthfully are 20 something.
Oh, forever. Even when we're 80 something, we'll
very
be 20 something.
True.
But we just, she's very healthy, active. Well, you can talk a bit about your lifestyle, but she's just the bitch you want to be, honestly. And she inspires me every day. So to actually live with her,
with your own eyes.
Well, I remember you said, I don't know if you remember this, but it was a long time. I think it was in high school or something. And you probably didn't even like me very much at that time because I was a bitch in high school. But Amanda used to be best friends.
I love grew. It's yes. Time to grow.
I softened a little bit. I was a little bit of a rose with thorns in high school. But you were best friends with my older brother. That's how we met. And I remember once, this was probably later on when you and I actually had a friendship, but you told me sometimes you tell yourself, what would Sarah do? Do you remember that? And
I was... Actually, maybe
no. Oh, maybe I made that up. But I think you said that because you were like, you always just like take things by the balls and like go, you don't ask for permission or whatever.
I can't remember that now.
And I was shocked. I was like, me of all people? What? But I ask myself that every day, like, how would Amanda approach today? What would Amanda do? And I'm now so I'm actually living with her. So it's like being in the presence of Jesus Christ, our Savior, every day. And I just, I wake and I follow her footsteps like her shadow. Like, she goes to the gym, I'm like, I'm going to the gym too. Like, she's going for a walk, I'm like, I'm going for a walk too.
Because I just, I'm going to have a snack.
Oh yeah. Literally. It's like, I just want to be you. I'm emulating your energy. So
I love that.
I have nothing to give you in return other than my negativity, but,
which I appreciate with all my heart.
Yeah. We need a good balance.
I'm also unrealistically positive, which
some
people love to use the word fake. I'm like, which was so offensive, but I'm like,
about you?
Oh my God.
Maybe it's because you have a little bit of like a valley girl voice.
Yeah, yeah, I definitely do.
Which is not an insult.
No, I know. I like own it. I'm like, oh, thank you. I do.
So maybe
that, girl voice.
It's like that typical thing you would see in a movie where someone, the villain girl, is like super nice and blonde and perfect, but then behind your back she's evil. But you don't have that evil side. I have that evil side.
Oh,
I've trained it out of existence. But I was as a kid, Amanda, I was a devil child. Like, ask my parents, ask my friends. I
just
was
mischievous. That's it.
I was just like,
just rebellious.
No, not even rebellious. Like, I just felt like I was a superstar and no one was seeing my true potential. Well, I know that now, and I mean, I've always known that, but I just was so jealous.
It's coming to
fruition now. I was so jealous of everybody.
Okay,
like, I felt
like the green monster.
Yeah, I just was miserable a little bit. Like, I wanted to be shorter, I wanted to be smaller, I wanted to get the lead in every single dance. I just felt like second was never good enough type thing. And I was super competitive and super comparative, which I still have a little bit of that side, which we talked about today. I definitely still have a bit of a comparative side to me that I'm working on. But once I found out that I was really good at like choreography and writing and other things that aren't really competitive, it's more just expressive.
So true.
That's
and
when
also
I...
completely subjective.
Absolutely.
Which helps. Like, there's never a clear, oh, this is the winner.
Yeah.
This is number one.
And I sort of stepped out of the spotlight a bit, and it was a little bit more about, I sound so Canadian, it was a little bit more about making other people shine and highlighting other people as well for right.
You took some backstage. Like,
and it mellowed
creativity.
Me out. It mellowed me. And a lot of my dance teachers who've known me my whole life will say that was the big turning point for me personality-wise, was when I stopped
Good
caring
choreo.
So much about being the star, and I actually wanted to be the creative person behind the scenes. So now I feel like I'm at a point in life, especially now that I've moved to the new city, I'm in the big city, y'all. I'm like, I could be the star again. I feel like I
you
have that same
star.
Energy I had as a kid, where it was like, this is Sarah's world and you better get out of my way because I'm taking what's mine. And I'm glad that that's back, but it's the edge is off a little bit. Like, I don't feel like I need to pummel other people to get to the top. Now it's like, I want people to join me.
Well, like you said, like that competitive edge is gone. You're like, it's not a competition.
Or maybe it's just submerged deep.
You're still just drowning it and killing it. But no, I don't
either way, it's good.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you didn't know me as a little kid. But I was obviously a good person. But I did some not so nice things. Like, I was a little...
Well, that's why I kept my distance at first. Because
you said you
were a rose with thorns.
Yeah.
But then when I actually got to know you and you were still fierce and still are and still fire. But then I was like, oh my gosh, she's actually the sweetest thing ever. But
I mean, it's true. But no, I was saying to you.
But it takes, like, you got to get to know you to.
Yeah. And I'm not for everybody, and that's absolutely fine. I mean, it didn't use.
I guess no one is.
It didn't. Well, you are, but.
No, that's what I mean. The fakeness. They're like.
Oh, right. Well, they're just jealous.
She's so fake. I'm like, what does that even mean?
I don't know what that means. That's like a word that has no meaning, so, like, really.
Agreed.
I know. That's like the worst insult you could give someone.
But now I'm like, oh, I don't even care because I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, you're not fake. You're like one of the most honest people I've ever met. You just say things exactly.
Like, forgive me just for being happy. Like,
well, no, but it's jealousy.
Oh, no. You're sweet.
It's people.
Maybe.
I think people who are purposely trying to make you doubt yourself and criticize you and kind of bring you down are most of the time jealous, especially women, when women are doing it to other women.
Women can be the nastiest of all. For dragging.
Yeah, especially women older down. Women. Like, I noticed that with some older female bosses. If you're listening to this, I no longer work for you. No, I'm kidding.
Yes, but, suck it.
You know, they just say stuff like, oh, I hope you enjoy your relationship now because you're going to be heartbroken in a few years just like I was. Or these very negative, mean, cruel things. And it's like they're trying to be funny, but they're secretly trying to knock you down a peg because you're too happy and you're thriving. Or they'll comment on your body or comment on your clothes. And it's just, like, uncomfortable. And if stems from, I think, just unhappiness and insecurity and jealousy. Sure.
Like, you just have to be compassionate. That negativity is just, like, a projection of, like, their own sadness.
Yeah. I don't want anyone to be sad, but you have to make your own
Agreed.
Happiness in this world.
So hopefully with this podcast, we can help people find
Yes. So yeah, I guess we can explain a little
or
bit.
Entertainment.
We can round this corner here. So Amanda was a bit nervous.
Very. I'm super, like, behind the scenes kind of gal. Sarah and I were talking about it. But Sarah, her secret,
I saw your star
loving,
potential.
Kind self was like, it's okay. We'll take it slow.
No, I just love being the star. So I was said,
like,
don't worry.
Worry.
I got this. I will steer the ship and you just hang on to the side
and
don't
you
fall
just
off.
Stick to the back as you should, 'cause I'm
the
lead.
No.
I much prefer anyway.
This whole thing.
Okay, great. Yeah.
This whole thing was kind of my idea. I mean, do you listen to podcasts?
Not
kind of.
This whole thing was your idea.
Okay, yeah, this was my idea. And this is sort of my baby, this whole thing. I'm really, really putting my best foot forward with this. So with that being said, please show support. No, Amanda didn't want to do this part, so I'm going to do this part.
Yeah,
but
I can't.
Yeah, she's too proud. I am a thirst monster, so I'll do it. But yeah, I love podcasts. I listen to so many podcasts every day when I'm cleaning, when I'm pooping, when I'm doing anything.
She's not joking, guys. 24/7.
I just think
headphones are on.
I know, and people hate it, but it's like.
No, I love it.
Okay, good, because Lisa, my mother,
love
you, mom.
I feel like
mom.
It gives me alone time even when you're there.
Good. I'm glad
so
you feel
I
that
love
way.
It.
Carlos doesn't mind it either, thank God, but my mom hated it because she thought I was purposefully ignoring her. And it's not that. It's just I'm a very anxious person. Like, I have diagnosed anxiety disorder and I take medication for it. And sometimes I just wake up and my thoughts are flooded with just panic of, like, all the things I have to do today and all the reasons. And so sometimes when I just stick on a podcast, it brings me it's just a distraction. Yet
for sure.
I'm learning something usually or I'm laughing or I listen to a whole bunch of podcasts all over the map. But that's
the podcast world now.
That's sort of why I fell in love with it. Because when I lived in Ireland for 2 years by myself and I had some lonely times, some homesick times, and I'd be walking home from work or something. And that's when I very first started to listen to podcasts. And I just
felt like you had a friend.
I felt like I had a friend. And I know that sounds cliche, but it's true. And I feel very attached to those original podcasts. Like I've been a loyal listener to them for years because I just feel like they saved me in a way. And I know that sounds dramatic, but I was so...
But they did.
Yeah, I was so lonely. But all of a sudden, it's almost like I'm having a conversation in my mind with these people. Obviously, I'm not going to talk out loud and answer their questions because that's insane. But in my head, I was nodding along in agreement or whatever. So I just thought...
You started to feel, like, comfort in their voice.
Totally. And I learned so much. I've learned so much about so many topics. And,
You're so worldly now.
Yeah, yeah.
Knowledgeable.
It's true. I'm very cultured. But, no, I love talking, obviously. Amanda,
you're
enjoy
good at it.
Thank you.
Honestly.
I used to win many public speaking award
no
competitions.
Way.
Oh, girl. I think I won 5 in elementary school alone.
That is the funniest and thing I've ever heard.
I came third in all of Queens. Like, I did one in university. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I love public speaking. I
thought we knew everything about each other. How did you let this slip?
I'm surprised. I wasn't bragging about myself.
I was going to say.
That's so unlike me.
Trying not to brag.
No, I just, I don't know.
Mission accomplished, because I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, it's actually my mom, God bless her. She would sit us down and she'd be like, more hand gestures, slow down, make sure you pronounce that, make sure you enunciate that. So she really, and all four of us were really strong public speakers, and I was always the best, though. And, but well, I love sharing my thoughts. I love diving into things and pulling them apart and finding, well, I love writing, so I have had blogs and stuff, but that is just so isolating in a way to just sit down and write, and it's so brooding, and it's so, like, it just feels more freeing to just talk about it out loud and laugh about it. I still love writing, but I just thought a podcast would be the perfect fit for me, and everybody tells me I never shut the fuck up, so I just figured, let's put that to good use.
Exactly.
Let's build a career out of my nonstop talking.
And I support it.
And Amanda was just, as you can tell, she's wonderful. So I said she's going to be a great co-host because, well, we just talk. I mean, we go on hikes and stuff and we just talk anyway. So I said, let's just record this and see what happens.
And this is still mortifying for me.
No!
But hopefully I'll get more used to it. I love it, though. Don't get me
wrong.
I think
you're doing really well.
Thanks.
I think you're having fun. I can tell you're having
fun.
I'm
having fun. Yeah. But for me, like, I'm definitely, like we said, Sarah's the star of the show, like, loves attention and deserves it. And I'm so happily a backstage kind of person. Throw the curtain over me, and I don't have any FOMO. Like, I don't feel like I'm missing
out. And that's why
out.
This works.
Yeah. And so I think I'll just do really great if I pretend it's just forever a one-on-one convo and I have no audience.
But you'll get way more used to it. Like, we are literally talking to no one right now. Like, we'll have no listeners and this will just be us talking to the book. Well, I bet you our parents will listen. Literally, I'm over here thinking, oh my God, that was hilarious. People are going to love that. Wow, that was so funny. I bet you people will like that. I'm actually applauding myself as I speak.
Okay, it's just me and you and Mango.
I'm delusional. I am like, I'm already a star and this hasn't even been edited yet, but
but I love that about you.
I love everything about you. But Amanda and I just, I think, have a good dynamic. We have, I don't think I could do this
People
with someone.
People probably think we made up our boyfriends. They're like, Katie's girls are lesbians. They just said,
we are lesbian. No, we, well, I mean, if I was a lesbian, I would marry you, but
same.
I'm not.
Same.
No, we do have boyfriends. They're actually very similar, which is quite funny because Amanda and I are quite similar in a lot of ways, but.
And also polar opposites.
Yes. Amanda's like the angel on your shoulder and I'm the devil.
Yes, but the fun one.
Yeah.
I'm not funny at all.
Amanda actually is my number one fan. Like,
yeah.
I make you laugh more than anybody else.
Oh, yeah. You are so funny.
But people don't, that's not the first thing people say about me is, oh, Sarah, she's funny.
I know.
Like, I don't even consider myself funny.
You don't present yourself.
I mean, I know I'm hilarious, but other people don't.
But you're also, like, that's one of the things where you're, like, I know I'm funny, but, like, it's not what you put your energy towards.
Yeah. I wonder if I distract people with my beauty first. So they're, like, when they describe me, oh, she's tall, she's elegant, she's gorgeous. Like, they don't think about describing. No, literally, I'm kidding. But they will say, I feel like people say, she's loud, she talks a lot. She's confident. I mean, I just don't feel like people say I'm funny. You and Emily find me funny.
But no, you're freaking hilarious.
But I think I'm
funny sometimes.
You're absolutely funny. we'll make each other laugh, and that's all that matters.
Yeah, that's true.
Because our laughter will make other people smile. Do you know that? Just like the sound of our laughter will bring more smiles into this world. And isn't that a beautiful thing?
That really is.
That's how you have to think about this.
Okay, making the world a better place.
Yeah. Well, why don't you talk about your favorite things? Say 5 of your favorite things in life, and then I'll say 5 so people can get to know us.
So, friends and family, of course.
Okay.
Love them.
Boring
love
answer.
My
easy.
Yeah. like Miss America kind of.
Yes.
What's important to
world's
you?
Peace.
Exactly. world peace. No, honestly, like, oh my gosh, Mango farted. Sorry, too small. That is so strong.
I don't smell it. It must have gone right directly into you. You're in the line of fire. Mango's butt is facing. We're literally in a closet right now, so we're going to get hot boxed.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I smell
it. Oh, no. Oh my god.
It's a doozy. Guys. I need to like open the closet door. But oh I my can't. Gosh. We're gonna die.
If we stop speaking randomly, it's because we've passed out.
We need a gas mask. Okay, next time, because we're always gonna record it with Mango. Who's yes. Our therapy dog and emotional support. We're gonna do it with a gas mask. So yes. It's fine.
Oh my goodness. Kids, okay, bye. So what's thanks. Your next
love,
thing?
But yeah, I'm just a simple girl. Like, I love my friends and fam. Animals.
Yes.
Health and fitness. Yes. Like, that's for sure my biggest passion.
She is ripped to the gods.
Guys, no, not even close. Yes, but like, is. One day I'll have three necks.
And oh my gosh.
I'm kidding. Honestly, it doesn't even come from vanity. Like, I just love hiking in the outdoors. She does. So I'm like, how can I get my fitness higher to like be able to enjoy these hikes more. So I don't totally. Even know if that was five things. We'll pretend it was. Math is not my it wasn't, strong but suit.
That's okay. You also love friends, family, you're Polish.
Fitness. Yes, my parents are immigrants.
And you love food.
So first, oh,
how could you forget that?
Gosh, thank you. We'll count that as five. Yes, food is my ride or die. So I love health and fitness, like related to food too. So I can have a wicked workout and then stuff my face with food, and but I'm all about the healthy food.
Yeah,
don't get me wrong, guys, black bean brownies.
Yeah, this is what I'm saying. She's such an inspiration to live with. Like, I have to keep myself on top, otherwise I have to.
Amanda's eating black bean brownies, so I'm
good. Yeah, it's like that Regina George thing. Yeah. Like, I saw Amanda eating them, so I ate them. But no,
your
I was
first bite, you're excited for probably like a real cookie and you're like, oh,
I know. I was like, what? I was like, wait, she probably hasn't cooked this yet. So let's go to me now.
Don't grow on you. Yeah. Far more important. That was way too much attention on me. Please.
No,
to,
no.
The star of the show. The star stop. Of my world.
Oh my god. No, it's just, we've already done 30 minutes. Can you believe?
That's been so much fun.
I know, it is fun. It's going to be so fun. Okay, five things about me. I also love.
You'll end up naming 20. Sorry.
Oh, true. Guys, stop.
I'll count.
I don't want to be stopped at five. Okay, I do also love animals and dogs. I really, truly do, especially dogs.
They're your spirit animal in every way.
Yes. I love reading and writing. I love literature.
Yes, you do.
I did my degree in English literature. I read books constantly. I love...
You're good with your words. I always ask Sarah, like, what does that mean?
Yes.
She'll say a big smart word. I'm like, huh?
I love explaining. Yes, Amanda.
But she never makes me feel dumb. So
thank you.
Thank you.
That's one of the very small ways I can improve your life, and you improve my life in so many big ways.
You improve in so many ways. Don't worry.
Thank you. I also love dance. So yes. I've been dancing since I was four, and it's just a huge part of my life. I teach dance, I choreograph, I do all the things, so I love it. Friends and family, of course, even though that's a basic answer.
Oh,
but
you love traveling. We both love traveling.
We both love traveling, so we'll do that. Both of us have traveled a lot. Yes, we've met up quite a few times while traveling.
Yes.
So we'll talk about that in another episode, like travel do's and don'ts and all that stuff.
The world is a beautiful place.
It is. We both are very adamant about traveling. And pop culture, I would probably say.
Oh, yeah, which we don't relate.
At all. So that's going to be an interesting dynamic, because part of me, of course, wants to talk about these things. But...
And then I just have, like, question marks.
I know. She didn't even know what the Met Gala was, people.
No idea. Sorry, guys.
But that's what we love about her. She's too busy, you know, exploring the trees and the nooks and crannies of the world. But yes, I have a love for... Who's dating who, and who went where, and who got seen with who. And I think part of that is just I've always truly wanted to be a celebrity.
I was going to say, like, it's related to your dream of stardom.
And I have no issue admitting that. I used to be kind of embarrassed by that, but now people...
Embrace it.
People always say, like, I would hate to be a celebrity. I'm like, I wouldn't. Like, what? I want to go to the best parties. I want to wear the nicest clothes.
But that's totally me, too. I'm like, oh my gosh,
absolutely.
I would love to live, like... in the middle of nowhere where I'll never see anyone.
Maybe you should be with Carlos, because he's the same way and I cannot relate. But yeah, so I love celebrity culture. I find it fascinating, although I can imagine that it would be very, very toxic and difficult. Like, we can reference the Britney Spears situation.
You'll have to let us know when you're big and famous one.
Yeah. You will be too. If I get famous, it's because of this amazing podcast, and you'll get famous too. But you'll be incognito. You'll wear like a red wig or something. We'll just hire like an actress to play you.
Yes!
That would be so funny.
Who would I want? Blake Lively.
Oh, that's a good. Oh, she's too old, though.
Okay, fine.
Because she's still not a 20-something. It has to be a 20-something.
Okay, you're right.
What about we'll that Phoebe Dynevor girl? Do you know who that is? She was in Bridgerton. She was the lead in Bridgerton.
I didn't watch that.
Oh, you don't, you uncultured swine. She doesn't know anything. Will, if you guys know who if you guys know who Phoebe Dynevor is,
does she look like me?
Yeah, actually she does. She's okay. British though, but she does. She has the same.
I'll take that as a compliment.
So that's sort of what Amanda looks like. It's a top secret for now what Amanda looks like. You can totally check me out though. I am an open book.
You should. Sarah's nice on the eyes.
Oh, thank you. No, I'm working on it.
Just a few more black
COVID sort of knocked me down a few pegs. I was maybe at like a 7 and now I'm at a 5 type thing, but no. Amanda is stunning queen, but she wants to remain anonymous for a bit due to some privacy things and whatnot. But one day, if you guys blow this podcast up to how many listens? We have to pick a number.
Well, how much do we need to afford things
like a lot?
Okay,
well,
yeah,
a couple hundred at least.
Sure.
Yeah, if you guys give us enough follows and listens that we are able to make a little bit of a life doing this, not saying that we're in this for the money, because we're not, but
no, this is truly your passion.
We both have side jobs and whatnot. Then she'll reveal herself because she'll have nothing to lose.
Exactly.
And then we will fully take on the world. But like I said, I'm an open book. I guess we should wrap this up.
I guess so. But that was really fun.
It was fun.
And terrifying.
No, it was
fun.
But
I'll focus on the fun.
Yeah, you did really well.
Cold shower. A cold shower. To calm.
Yeah. You are very red. Your face is very red.
No.
It'll become second
nature.
It's actually
also really warm in here.
True.
Okay.
It's like your first day of, you know how terrifying your first day of work is?
Yes.
No matter how prepared you feel.
This was
first day of work. Yeah. This is your first day at your new job.
Yeah. Exactly.
And I'm your boss, and I'm chill as fuck. So,
and I know, thank you. You so are. And also, it's 1,000 degrees in here.
True.
And mango farted. So I think all that combo is making me warm.
So on that note, thank you for listening to 20-somethings.
Thank you guys so much, even though I have to lovingly pretend you're not there.
Yes.
Just for my own good. Lying here the whole time.
Yes, he was our moral support mascot. But if you guys liked what you heard, this is always going to be me every episode, and I'm so down for it. I've been dreaming about saying these type of words, Amanda, for years. Like, I always imagine when it was my podcast. I know! We manifested this shit, y'all!
Yeah.
But I always said, it's so much easier doing this with other people, by the way. I was practicing, guys, this is how much of a loser I am. I was practicing podcasting in my car while driving to work and stuff back in my little small town, just to see what my voice sounded like, if I sounded
just to
stupid.
Hear your own voice more.
And it's so hard. I would be like, so anyway, it's so much easier bouncing off of somebody else.
That's funny.
Anyway, that's besides the point. But
it's
yes.
It's easier in my own head.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Of my backstage mentality.
Yeah. You are such a nut. Anyway, so we will be back. We're going to keep doing this. We're going to keep trucking.
I'll get better, I promise.
If you like what you heard, then feel free to I think we'll just ask you to maybe share it with one friend. Like, that could be your little thing that you do. We don't need you
That'd
to, like,
be really nice
do everything. I mean, you don't need to, like, share, subscribe, do this. If you can, absolutely do it. But
we won't hold you back. Bye.
We are, you know, we're 2 20-something girls just trying to
make the world a better place. We were talking about that before.
Being in your 20s is so crazy. It's, like, the best and worst time of life.
Agreed.
And we all need to have each other's back and help each other navigate. So Amanda and I are here to do this. And hopefully we'll slowly grow this community bit by bit.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.